Welcome to Putting Nutrition First in Zambia, a program that advocates for good nutrition, gives useful tips, and brings you insights from the movers and shakers in the world of nutrition. Stay tuned and enrich your knowledge on various matters concerning food and nutrition. Putting Nutrition First in Zambia is produced by the National Food and Nutrition Commission with support from UNICEF.
A hearty welcome to Putting Nutrition First in Zambia. I'm your host, presenter Josie Piri. Today, we are going to take a closer look at what the National Food and Nutrition Commission is all about. For those of you who've had the opportunity of following this program, we've brought different players in the nutrition sector, but have not had a chance to highlight the National Food and Nutrition Commission, who brings you this program in partnership with UNICEF. And to help us walk that journey is Mr. Freddy Mubanga.
Putting Nutrition First in Zambia. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hello, darling. Welcome home.
Thanks, honey. So what did the doctor say?
It's good news. You're going to be a father. I'm so excited.
Wow, baby. It's about time. I guess now it's time to put the 1,000 days into action.
Yeah? 1,000 days? And what do you mean by that, my dearest husband?
Don't you know? Haven't you heard about the 1,000 most critical days?
Really? Stop confusing me. Let's talk about my pregnancy instead of your business projects.
Honey, the 1,000 most critical days are about your pregnancy. It's my business and everyone's business, you see.
Please don't start. I thought we agreed.
Hush, baby, hush. Let me break it down to you. 270 days, mm-hmm, or 9 months of your pregnancy, mm-hmm, plus 365 days, or the first year of a child's life, plus, mm-hmm, 365 days, or the second year of a child's,
mm-hmm,
life,
okay,
gives you 1,000 days.
Okay.
They are critical because, Mwaj, we can do everything to ensure that the, mm-hmm, baby is well nourished, mm-hmm, healthy, okay, even before it is born. After,
yes,
birth, with exclusive breastfeeding for the first 6 months of life, visits to the under 5 clinic, mm-hmm, and many other things, mm-hmm, our child, mm-hmm, will not be stunted,
yes,
but grow healthy,
yes, yes,
and,
exactly,
become a, mm-hmm, useful citizen. Like, yes, you know who.
Like me.
Like you, honey. And since it's my business and everyone's business, for that matter, I'm going to support you and make sure our child grows strong and healthy.
Like you, right?
Of course.
Mm. 1,000 most critical days. Mom was right when she said you were the right man for me. I love you, baby. I love you so much.
Of course. Naturally. Love you too, baby.
Let's give women all the support they need to prevent stunting. The first 1,000 most critical days. The best start to life. This message is brought to you by the National Food and Nutrition Commission and partners.
You're listening to Putting Nutrition First in Zambia. Nutrition for life.
Mr. Freddy Mubanga, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Josie.
Could you kindly introduce yourself by designation and what exactly you do at the National Food and Nutrition Commission?
Josie, first and foremost, I'm a nutritionist by profession, and currently I'm the head of public health and community nutrition, as well as coordinating the national program called the First 1,000 Most Critical Days. That's about me at the National Food and Nutrition Commission.
Okay, and I understand you are a long timer there, and so it is you in the hot seat today. Right, let's get on. The National Food and Nutrition Commission, a name that has been around for some time, from 1967, I would like to believe. Maybe for the newbies and those who may have forgotten, what exactly is the National Food and Nutrition Commission?
The National Food and Nutrition Commission is the statutory body that was established way back in 1967 as a body to advise government on matters on food and nutrition. And in that advisory role, it has a mandate to actually do quite a number of things. Notably, it was mandated to, you know, prevent undernutrition among the vulnerable groups, particularly young children, school children, women. And it was charged with the responsibility of, you know, sensitizing the general public on matters of food and nutrition. And it also undertakes research, particularly related to food and nutrition. It also facilitates, building the capacity of different professions in terms of service delivery related to food and nutrition. It is also involved in the undertaking some kind of what we call institutional feeding, providing guidance in terms of what people like those in prisons or in hospitals or that are institutionalized, what should they eat in order to help them stay healthy. The commission is also involved in developing a number of programs. For example, we have a number of programs that we have generated based on the research that we have undertaken. We have developed some programs which we are implementing across the country. These are in the areas of food security, micronutrient control program, infant and young child feeding, and also general nutrition well-being for the population at large.
That's quite a long list. Now, how are you set up?
Yeah, so in order to execute the mandate, the Food and Nutrition Commission has four technical units, which are called the Research and Planning, which coordinates the various research that we do, as well as coordinating the planning aspect, including monitoring and evaluation. Then we have the Nutrition, Education and Communications Unit, of which Josie, you are one of them,
okay.
That coordinates the issues of nutrition education, issues of behavior change, issues of information sharing and all the necessary information that we have to disseminate. And then we have the training and coordination unit. These are the ones that coordinate issues of training, that is at in-service or at pre-service level. We are involved in assisting, for example, other institutions in developing nutrition curricula and also in terms of helping design some of the training courses. Like, for example, the BSc in nutrition was initiated from the NFNC through the training and coordination unit. Then we have the public health and community nutrition. This is the unit now that spearheads the programming aspects in terms of like developing programs, developing guidelines, and also ensuring that some of the programs are implemented according to the expected levels. Then we also have now the two supportive units, the administration unit and the finance. And of course, we are headed by the chief executive, supported by the deputy. So in total, we are almost an establishment of about 54.
And yeah. You are parastatal?
Yeah, we are a quasi-government. That's basically a parastatal, more or less like a quasi-institution.
And I'm sure that the National Food and Nutrition Commission doesn't work in isolation. There should be other organizations and partners that collaborate with it. Who are these and what roles do they play?
Dealing with malnutrition or dealing with nutrition, now we are looking at nutrition in the life cycle. That is looking at nutrition for infants, for young children, for adolescents, for men and women in the productive age and the aged. These presents with different forms of malnutrition, either undernutrition or overnutrition. And the causes, the underlying factors are complex. That's why we bring in the aspect of multi-sectoral response to nutrition. So, for example, some of the key determinants of undernutrition, there are issues related to food insecurity, the issues related to poverty. So we link up with the Minister of Agriculture, with the Minister of Fisheries, with the Minister of Community Development, which is charged with social protection. We also have interventions that deal now with issues of infant and young child feeding, maternal nutrition. You find that we deal with a number of ministries, notably Minister of Health, Minister of Gender, and the Minister of Community Development. We also now look at other aspect which deals with underlying factors of poor sanitation and unclean water. These affect nutrition. So we work together with the Minister of Local Government as well as the Minister of Water Development, Sanitation and Environmental Protection. So like the first 1,000 most critical days program, we have actually about six line ministries, including those I've mentioned, including education. These are the six ministries that, for example, signed in the first 1,000 most critical days program. The ministers endorsed that. But outside that, we have established a coordination mechanism. At highest level, we have the Special Committee of Permanent Secretaries, which includes about 11 ministries who have a stake in nutrition. And this committee provides policy guidance in terms of how nutrition should be implemented, particularly to implement the National Food and Nutrition Policy, which has been existing since 2006. Then below that, we have what we call a national amount stakeholder platform. This is the platform that brings together the scaling up nutrition networks. We have the donor networks that is charged with the responsibility of mobilizing resources to support government. We have the academia and research, which is supposed to generate evidence, because when we develop interventions, these need to be informed by evidence. Then we have the business network. The business network is there to help also complement government effort in the areas of either food security, in areas of food safety, in areas of nutrition promotion, for example. Then we have the Civil Society Alliance, CSOSAN. These are now the civil society and NGOs that, you know, undertake quite a number of things like advocacy with parliamentarians, you know, and also we have NGOs that are implementing a number of interventions. So these networks depicts our approach towards dealing with all forms of malnutrition, because it's complex and it requires multi-sectoral response, meaning you need more players to come in.
From what you're telling me here, the National Food and Nutrition Commission and its partners seem to have done quite a lot in the field of nutrition. But then again, when you go out in the street and ask the ordinary man, they seem to know very little about the organization. What do you think is the reason for this?
Well, if I recall back, just remember way back, if you ask like those who are going to schools in the 70s, 80s, they like associate Nutrition Commission to the milk biscuits. Okay.
I remember
so
those.
So what I would simply say is that the commission at that time, you know, used to be vivid or clear in terms of nutrition promotion that they were doing. I've given example of the milk biscuits. Mm-hmm. We've given, there was quite a lot of sensitization to the general public, a lot of IEC materials being churned out there, a lot of things going on. So the commission was, you know, more vibrant, and it was really, you know, taking issues on nutrition to the general public at large, of which in the recent past, after the 1990s, beginning the 1990s, the issues of funding, you know, and going down, you find that the level of activities also went down. And notably, you remember in 1975, actually government amended the NFNC Act to bring in nutrition groups. And these nutrition groups, they are all over the country. We had actually big support from, you know, organizations like FAO, SNV, and many others. Mm. And these supported nutrition all over. But since the support went, most of these nutrition groups also faded away. Right now, we only have a few that are still existing and operation. So the issue of raising the publicity levels is very key. And that's one of the lessons that we've learned. And that's why we are moving forward now to see how best can the commission be well known to the general population in terms of its product.
On that very positive note, we end today's program. Mr. Freddy Mubanga, I would like to thank you very much for coming along.
Thank you, Josie. You're most welcome.
Well, listeners, that wraps up our program for today. Be sure to join in next week at the same time from the studios at the NFNC. And on behalf of Betty Siakwale Kalaluka, I'm Josie Perry saying bye now.
Thank you for tuning in to this edition of the program. Feel free to contact us on telephone number 0211-227803 or 0211-221098. Or you can visit our website on www.nfnc.org.zm or like our Facebook page. Putting Nutrition First in Zambia was brought to you courtesy of the National Food and Nutrition Commission with support from UNICEF.